In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Advent is a season of many facets, a time of waiting with expectant hearts for the glorious festival of Christmas. It is a season that anticipates the second coming of our Lord. And it is a period of sobriety as watch and pray become the theme of Christian hearts. And underlying all of this is hope, the very hope about which Paul wrote in this week's epistle. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Hope sustains us through much of the challenges and, yes, even the routines of life. And yet there are times, those times when we seem to lose hope. Sometimes we lose hope because we come to a dead end. The dead end of money, a dead end of time, or perhaps even a dead end of ourselves. And that's perhaps truer for us than what we care to believe. The fifth chapter of the book of Genesis backs that up, as it traces the history of the human race from Adam down through Noah. And the chapter tells us that these men lived. They were born. They lived their span of lives. They had sons and daughters. And then in every case, the record closes with the simple words, "He died." This is but the first chapter, and all the rest are like it, right on through the centuries down to you and to me. And the record gets rather monotonous until it lists finally your name and my name. And then how does that record end? The same words, "He died." Now that's language you and I can understand no matter what translation is used. Each life terminates in this way: he died, she died. And this fifth chapter of the book of Genesis, together with your chapter and mine and all the others, are but a repetition of the solemn and sober tolling, "Dust you are, and to dust you shall return." Not much hope in this dismal, defeating record. He died, he died, he died, until we get to Enoch. And then it is written of Enoch, "Enoch walked with God, and then he was no more, because God took him away." And while there is much mystery within that statement, what it does say is that the death march can be ended. Life need not be a dead end if God is the one to intervene. The goal of our life, the goal God intended for our life, is not the grave. There has to be a way to hope, to life. And that way to hope began when a branch started to grow out of the stump, the root of Jesse. And though Jesse was but an ordinary villager of Bethlehem, from his youngest shepherd son, David, came a long line of kings. The lushness of that kingly line, though, begun with David, soon withered by the time of Isaiah, by the time of exile. In the exile, God would cut the tree down to its stump, to its root. And from this so-called deadline of kings, God would bring new life and hope, first by bringing David's kingly line out of exile and back to Jerusalem. And that kingly line would find its full growth in a new king, Jesus Christ, the son of David, born at Bethlehem. And this new king exhibits wisdom, righteousness, and justice, just as Isaiah had prophesied. And he brings with him a new kingdom of grace as he takes on our flesh and bone and lives in our world. And then on the cross, those old words come back. He died. It would seem as if our Lord did nothing more than take his place with all the dying men and women listed in the generations of our father Adam, except this, that he took our place. And in taking our place, he took the burden of our guilt and the penalty of our sin. And there on the cross, the death march of humanity ended. There on the cross, the root of Jesse stands as a banner for the peoples, where the nations rally to him, just as Jesus himself had said, "The Son of Man must be lifted up that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Is it any wonder, then, that Paul quotes Isaiah in this week's epistle? "The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. The Gentiles will hope in him." And then Paul concludes, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And that hope finds its source in the root of Jesse. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.